And up next, it's the November 25th, 2024 edition of Bathrop's Pierre's Broadsides. This is going to mostly be a flashback, though we will include a segment of the last Huff meeting, mainly because that part of the Huff meeting did mention a lot of upcoming events and recent activities that might be of interest to folks who are Huff sympathizers, Huff members who didn't make it to the meeting, or just curious about homeless civil rights issues such as I like to cover and Huff covers. And since I do a lot of the talking at Huff and set most of the agendas, well, it comes up. We're also going to be flashing back to two prior shows. Almost in their entirety, they've been trimmed a little, but pretty much as they were. May 6th and May 10th of 2001, 23 years ago, pretty much. 23 and a half years, actually. This was in the midst of the Fitzmaurice regime. He was the mayor at the time, supposedly heading a so-called progressive city council, but not progressive on homeless issues, issues of police abuse, issues of challenging up to the Seaside Company or the large landlords and property managers in Santa Cruz, such as George Au and Barry Swinson. And I'll be giving you more details after this sort of relatively short segment of contemporary discussion events covering a portion of the Huff meeting and a few interviews from the Food Not Bomb scene. So mostly we're going to be looking back, but again, I'm hoping this look back can serve as a sort of a beacon of where, if we want to, we might go. And when people had more energy, what they were doing to challenge powers that be, at least some of them in some respects, certainly in a limited way. So let's get into it.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
So let's bounce into the Huff meeting. This is about 10 minutes in, and this is going to be a limited segment. There's a lot of crosstalk. One of the values or drawbacks, both, of the Huff meeting is that folks kind of talk with each other as though they didn't have any obligation to listen to whoever's talking next to the group, or they get kind of drawn into side conversations, which infuriates me because I'm frequently the chair, almost invariably the chair, not always. We alternate, actually, every other week. It's Athena who runs the meeting, or tries to, as I try to as well. But I'm trying to select portions that are more comprehensible. They kind of stick to a topic rather than roam about into the stratosphere, as occasionally happens.
Yeah.
Can I call the meeting to order and temporarily?
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Then just throw it over you.
Frankie.
We're about to begin the meeting here. I'm taking over. Order has been pushed aside. All right. So here we go. Hey, hey, you two. Hey, hey, you talkers.
Hey, look.
Blah blah blah. No, no, no. All right. Whisper, whisper, whisper if you want. Whatever. Okay, I'm going to run through a couple of announcements, and then Athena's going to talk about the real shit.
Yeah.
Or some of it, anyway.
Oh,
announcements are at the top part of the agenda, really, kind of, sort of. This is really, so we got here is we got Council and Soup's discussion. If anybody went, we can talk about that when it happens. Athena's asked, she will talk about that if she has anything to say about it. Huff on Instagram, it is, if you want to check out Huff on Instagram.
Or tell me what to post.
That's her fault, because she's on Instagram, and her credits as well. People's Food Tent is still Sundays 1 to 3, I understand. Highway 1 and River Street, in case you want to contribute stuff, go there, let other people know about it. Further work by Gaia on the monitoring group. I tried to talk to Reggie, he wasn't answering. And Gaia did say she was attending and
legal.
You'll have to correct me on this, a 12 o'clock meeting of a lawyer's assistance for tenants.
Cool.
Yeah. Wait, one more time? Last part.
Lawyer's assistance for
tenants.
Yeah.
Tenants. It's going to happen once a month.
Ask a lawyer.
Ask a lawyer, and it's happening at the Law Library, I believe, 701 Ocean Street, in the basement.
Yeah. Once a month?
No, once a month, yeah.
Okay.
On that, she was talking about how January 16th, she being that, January 16th is the next Ask a Lawyer, blah, 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 and it hasn't already been set what they're going to talk about.
Oh.
And that means they definitely haven't set February either, so it might be, if anybody was interested, we could try to get them to talk about our shit.
Very good.
In January.
And you are delegated to do that if you wish.
Yes. We'll see.
I'm sorry, I just want to make it clear. I think I said that my charges will be reduced and I'll be free, most likely January 11th.
Yeah.
I want to say that. Simple thing.
Yeah.
So you get free rent until then? Is that the plan?
I got to stick around with ball and chain. But no, I will be free to be
that would be
moral
epic.
Again.
Yes.
January 11th.
Cool.
And until then, you're in jail?
I think January 16th is the next Ask a Lawyer.
Maybe not. Probably not.
Oh, but there's a December one, so never mind.
There is one in December, yeah. There's another meeting of this lawyers group in December, which covers what? Go ahead.
I don't know exactly what it covers, but I have the Housing and Economic Rights Advocates at www.hera.ca.org.
That's the same thing.
And they're the ones that are doing them.
Yeah, Tara.
I was there for almost the entire thing. Laura, Gaia, and Andrea were there too. Andrea.
And in case you are interested in any of the specifics that come up, but it goes by too quickly for you or it's lost in some of the general rumbling, if you want to give me a call at the end of this or whenever you can, that's I'll answer and I'll try to answer any questions. It's 831-423-4833.
And they left a little ahead of me. I thought they would be here. But it was all about, she was very general. She couldn't give any advice, but you can get advice from them. If you go on the website, they give you a time. But this was about the laws pertaining to disability and how you can be out, like,
reasonable accommodations.
All sorts of reasonable accommodations.
Did you learn anything new?
Puppy. Dr. Bones.
I probably did. I have to remember exactly what it was. It was a lot of review, but also, some updates on some of the laws that, and she was actually very well spoken.
Who was it?
The lawyer that was giving the talk, which I didn't get either. Sorry. Okay. I did get it in the email and register.
That's something you're supposed to register for these things, right?
I think they send out.
Did they let anybody in, or did they ask you to? Who checked you at the door?
No, there were like six or seven of us, and they would have let anybody in. You probably don't have to register. Okay. And I thought it was really useful and instructive, because even if it wasn't anything really new, what it did do was confirm what is still the same, what's still going on. And also, you know, there's a lot of, like, discussion about what is going on in the future and how to, you know, choose California laws as opposed to federal laws, if that becomes necessary, things like that, you know. So there was some good information there. And they're going to send out the slides, so I didn't take the notes if I read otherwise.
Yeah, I love when they send out the slides. Yeah.
Hi, Robert.
I'm trying to use my razor hand and all that. Yeah, you did. Good, by the time that happens, you forgot what you want to talk about. I think I did. Thank you for anything. Is there more you've got?
I do. December 19th is the third Thursday, and that's when the Ask the Lawyers are, is the third Thursday from 12 to 1:30.
Okay.
December 19th is already set to be student loan debt rights.
Right.
And I'm going to reach out and ask them if they want to do January 16th about homelessness. That's all I'll say.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, well, zipping through the rest of this, I'm on the third sentence. So the business about a monitoring group for putting complaints online, reports online. No new reports, but I think Gaia talked to me 2 days ago, and she may come and give her own report. But she was telling me that it was a form of that she's going to call. She was going to call everybody up and arrange a meeting this weekend with people to talk about the issue. And so that's all I've got on that. James in the Rain called me yesterday. He had a report about how he was turned away from the National Motel after he had paid. He'd been a regular tenant, not necessarily a tenant, but an occasional stayer there when he came from Berkeley, and had something to do with, he felt it was discrimination because of his apparent homeless-looking status. And so we talked about it briefly. He was looking for something he should do in terms of legal activity.
Yeah, absolutely. It means he's mild-mannered.
He is very mild-mannered. Sometimes a little hard to understand. But
yeah, right.
For me, anyway.
Yeah.
And he won't be at the meeting. He called from Berkeley. I told him I don't think there's any legislation protecting classes of people or dress. But nonetheless, there is an UNRRA Civil Rights Act, which requires access to public accommodations. Whether that can be used effectively, I don't know. I haven't updated myself on it. We talked about it years ago. We tried to use it. You certainly can use it as a threat to try to dicker and negotiate with the people. Anyway, so
are they owned by the Patel Group?
I don't know who owns the National.
Well, I know who owns their debt.
Oh, well, there you go. Go to them. Pull in the debt.
Is this James who comes from Berkeley and has the colored robes?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
James in the Rain.
Yep.
That's cute.
And for him to be, I mean, he's quiet, well, I mean, just well behaved.
It must be his clothing.
He had an elaborate story, which I'm not going to go into unless we can go into it at some point. Maybe he would want to do it.
Yeah, I might give him a call.
He has to do it. He wants somebody to help him pick up his money belt or his wallet from the highway patrol that picked it over, but he didn't know if he could trust anybody at the meeting. And I said, I wouldn't trust me, that's for sure. I said, if anybody wants to volunteer to pick up his property, I could call him after the meeting and tell him to contact you, and you could go out to the highway patrol.
In Aptos?
Yeah, well, that's where they are, as far as I know. They were there anyway. Anyway, that's one thing that's happened so far. That's the information I've got. Is anybody interested in helping in that regard?
When was it?
He was either this morning, it wasn't this morning, it was, I think it was yesterday morning.
Yeah, but it was a money...
evening.
A money belt or a money...
It was a money belt or a wallet with his ID, and he said he'd already sent them a letter, and he arranged it, but they weren't... The guy who was supposed to return it to him wasn't there when he either went in or called in. It's a little tangled in my mind, the story.
Okay.
So, but he needs somebody here to do it. And I wasn't volunteering to do it, partially because I think it was...
Well, I live out that way, so I'm the one who should do that.
Can you be reached by phone?
I think... No, that's a problem. I think I would need a written note from him.
I'll make a note of it and I'll...
With his signature on it.
How can he get in touch with you?
No, I don't have a working phone.
Any contact points or places I could... If I get a message, I can bring it to you somehow, or...
I had his contact information, but I don't know what I did.
No, I'd have to...
What about an email?
Huh?
Email?
No, I don't have an email.
No, okay.
James from Berkeley. James from Lorraine.
Well, I'll tell him I found someone who was certainly willing, and maybe I'll just break down and do it myself, since I have a phone and a phone contact with him. I could try and see what that works out. Pick up...
Where is the office? Is it Council Hill or Aptos?
All I know is that there's a thing that says California Highway Patrol as you leave Aptos. And I'm assuming that's their HQ.
It's on Freedom Boulevard exit.
Yeah, I had to go pick up my car there before.
Freedom Boulevard exit.
And somebody else was driving.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That's kind of far out there.
Yeah, it is. It's a ways out there.
Well, he may call in. He might call my phone.
Yeah. James may call in?
Yeah.
I guess he might. It's possible. And he can give you more details if we're... still here and we're still listening and so forth. Yeah, I mean, up for that. Next is possible sign-ups for regular tasks. I haven't got the regular tasks listed, but I'm always talking about it. If we have regular tasks and we find new people are interested, often the blush of enthusiasm starts big and then sort of gradually fades away. But grab them while they're still interested, if they are. If they want to do anything, they being new people. Thomas is tip sheet. We haven't got Thomas, so he's not here. That's Thomas, you remember, was working on a tip sheet for homeless folks. Hey,
Gaia.
Hello, Gaia.
Hi.
So, what do you want to pass
around? Here's the agenda for
thank you.
Police.
Okay. Report on the campus crackdown.
I wanted to let you know that there's coffee here.
Yes, thank you.
Water. Thank you, Gloria, for bringing milk.
Wahoo!
There's these fake sugar things.
Half and
all the things.
If you're happy and you show it, take a pill.
Depakote.
If you're happy and you show it, take a pill.
Lithium.
If you're happy and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're happy and you show it, take a pill.
Lamictal.
If you're grumpy and you show it, take a pill.
Prozac.
If you're grumpy and you show it, take a pill.
Zoloft.
If you're grumpy and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're grumpy and you show it, take a pill.
Paxil.
If you're quirky and you show it, take a pill.
Zyprexa.
If you're quirky and you show it, take a pill.
Risperdal.
If you're quirky and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're quirky and you show it, take a pill.
Seroquel.
If you're anxious and you show it, take a pill.
Valium.
If you're anxious and you show it, take a pill.
Xanax.
If you're anxious and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're anxious and you show it, take a pill.
Klonopin.
If you're hyper and you show it, take a pill.
Ritalin.
If you're hyper and you show it, take a pill.
Dexedrine.
If you're hyper and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're hyper and you show it, take a pill.
Adderall.
If you're sleepy and you show it, take a pill.
Lunesta.
If you're show it, take a pill.
Ambien.
If you're sleepy and you show it, it's a symptom, you should know it. If you're sleepy.
show it. Take a pill. Benadryl.
And that was a selection from Daniel Mackler's Songs from the Locked Ward. It's entitled If You're Happy and You Show It. And we'll be hearing more from Daniel and a couple of his other albums, including more from Songs from the Locked Ward. But let's get back to the open ward, which is the Huff meeting. Okay, so one thing we got through just now, we're going through the first paragraph of the agenda, which is the agent summary so far, and that is your work on the monitoring group for Huff Suites, and I guess you're talking about every time you're here, passing around the list, although it looks like there's nobody here who hasn't been here before.
Agenda.
Oh, I passed her one.
Right there.
Oh. Another one. No problem. Here, have one of these too. So
the update on that is that I called everyone on the list. I think it's a good enough number unless there's anyone else that wants to jump on board. And it looks like weekends are best for meeting, but then apparently Jesse did stuff and did not email me. So
who?
Jesse?
That's what the fellow who was with you and us when we went out to
I think
the
he already made
not
a,
the key.
According to Robert, who read me the email, because I haven't been able to get online yet. So what I'm going to do is read it and then call him back and apologize for being so abrupt when I called, because I didn't know he'd already done that. And then we'll go from there.
Cool.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
All right. So, yeah, I don't even remember what I read to you. So what I said to you that he had said to me?
I just want to go ahead and, I was a little annoyed I didn't get the email, though, you know, because, whatever. I just called everyone trying to make a date for us to get together, and I didn't have that information.
That is frustrating.
Not that frustrating.
I can try to find you that email during the break.
I thought you said you sent it to me.
I don't know if I did or not right now. But I will find out and take a look.
Okay. I just think if it's important enough to harass people about it, it's probably important enough to send me the email.
And I think that's the big story of the alum.
Sorry. So, now he would be... He would have sent the email directly to me. That's what it would have
happened. You said that he sent it to you and Athena.
I think we're talking about Reggie's email.
Oh, see, I don't even remember the name right.
All he did was set up, because he said that when he came to a meeting, he was like, I think I could set up a Google phone.
That's so awesome.
And then he did like a test run of that. Nothing else has happened. He just set up an account.
But that's so cool.
Yeah, right?
That's a good start. Yeah, totally.
Right.
And then we'll just...
But then sadly he got sick. So that's why we haven't heard
people are saying weekends are...
And what we're talking about is to set up a... sort of an information retrieval system whereby when police come and take people's property, threaten them with tickets, supposedly offer them shelter alternatives that end up not existing, a record and documentation is made up of when it happened, who it happened to, what property was lost, and so forth. And this is something we've sporadically tried to do over the years, but have never really effectively done. This is what we're discussing doing here.
Your best, and I think we'll just all get together and see what I want to offer is doing the data entry collating. And like you were saying, that you're more like hands-on, can talk to people and pass out flyers or whatever we decide to do.
So did you decide on a time and place?
No, I needed to call and no.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to try and organize anything here while you're here?
Nope.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. Report on campus crackdown. The only thing I have on the campus crackdown against people trying to set up an encampment, whether it's for Palestine or anything else, but mainly for Palestine.
Sorry.
is actually the fact that there was a TRO that was applied for by some of the people who were impacted by the police behavior in May, as well as some of their supporters, some of the teachers that were denied access to their property coming back on campus.
The TRO?
Yeah, that was, of course, dismissed.
Oh, temporary restraining order.
Temporary restraining order, sorry.
It was dismissed?
It was dismissed.
Yesterday.
It was dismissed yesterday. It's in the paper if you want to check it out.
That sucks.
But there'll still be, the attorneys were very optimistic, ha ha ha, because they said, well, you know, there'll be a hearing for the preliminary injunction.
Right.
But that doesn't stop them from fucking with you all until
then. Right.
This is the problem. Volunteers to connect with other cities. Last time I came here, I put out a whole bunch of stuff about different cities. Visalia, Vallejo, San Rafael, homeless people and organizations fighting back, crackdowns in those cities. And I wondered if anybody wanted to be a connector with some of those cities. And so that's one of those tasks that anybody can jump onto.
What's the question? I'm sorry, I have space. I don't know what you're saying. So there's different cities that...
Getting in contact.
There are different cities that have different problems with authorities that are screwing with people outside. And that being the case, it'd be good for us to stay in touch with them so we can get in touch back and forth. And like Athena went up to Berkeley, brought people up there. They learn about James comes down here occasionally.
Who's our friend down in
West
Valley?
So, well, there's West and Salinas, and
there's West, but then Monica.
Monica Tone.
Monica Tone, right.
Yeah.
So now I've got to the top of the agenda. I got a question. Did members get the Huff agenda this morning? Did everybody get a copy of it? I'm just wondering if people are getting it.
In the email?
If it's helpful to get it in your email, or if it's a waste of your time and my time and everybody's time.
I love getting it ahead of time, but I haven't been able to get online lately, so...
Did anybody actually get it? If you got an agenda, raise your hand at some point, by which I mean not now, but online.
Right. Actually, I did.
So you did, great. Right. Well, that's good. At least you did. Yeah. Nobody else got it?
Yeah. Not for this one. I have it for every other one, though.
Interesting. Okay.
I have an announcement / pass around.
Oh, well, why don't you go ahead and make that announcement, and I'll continue.
Okay, so the Law Library is having this Ask a Lawyer series. This doesn't mean that you can get a lawyer. It just means that you can have an hour consultation.
Laura did talk about this, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Well, we talked about it a little bit.
But you could still
probably have more. You have more information. You have flyers. So you could just hand those around. You don't have to talk too much, because I think we might have already covered it.
Unless you learned something new at that meeting you want to bring out.
So I talked to the guy on the phone and asked him if this January 16th topic to be decided could be about advocating for people who don't have access to a legal place to shelter or sleep. And he said, oh, we don't offer funds for housing, or some stupid weird answer.
That's
and,
not what you asked.
And I said, and he said, you know, we can't talk to you, we can only talk to clients directly. And I was like, yeah, I immediately went into that, you know, people's stuff is being stolen, and that they have to file a suit with the city and then small claims, and that, you know, it would help to have legal support. They're out of Oakland. They'll meet with you for an hour for, it's not just tenants' rights issues, and he did confirm with me on the phone that if you don't have a home but are being, you know, that they still will... That it qualifies. Being homeless qualifies for their legal...
That's free.
And it's free.
Okay.
And who did you talk to?
A guy that I didn't ask his name. But there's a number here, and then I also did take the number, because when they call you back, it says potential spam. But I have that number, so you can... I should probably write it on here.
I'd be willing to bet that... They have different topics, but I'd be willing to bet that probably 2/3 of the time that they're there, there will be nobody approaching them, just because that's just the way it goes at the Law Library and keep utilizing services. But so that if you have a question that does not pertain to the weekly or monthly topic,
No, these guys, though, are they're out of Oakland.
Yeah.
And they're a non-profit,
I'm just saying, poke your head in and squeeze a lawyer's head. Even if it's not the topic.
That's a good
point. Right on.
I don't want to advertise that, but I'm saying.
No, you're right, because I had to press him, and then he said, yes, we'll talk to you for an hour if you have, and give you legal, you know, consultation. Mm-hmm. But I did kind of have to press him.
Yeah.
Because he
wasn't
familiar with the demographic, you know.
Right.
Well, also, it says it's a workshop, so who knows what that workshop really is about.
Well, we went, Laura was there, it was, I've done a lot of tennis rights, you know, sat through a lot of these things.
It was a lecture.
Yeah, it was a
lecture. Lecture with a PowerPoint, and the best part about it was that at the bottom of the slides, she had the section, the laws, the numbers for the sex laws, the section
yes.
of the laws,
but
so that you could look it up, yeah. so that whatever she was talking about on that slide, you could look up the law that went with it, and
yeah,
some of those things were really useful, I thought, and she said she would try to send us those slides.
That's the worst thing about it, is that she didn't have them available, and she wasn't sure if... Because I've been through this with workshop after workshop, and then you have to call them and harass them and say, where's the slides?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, we don't have them, or whatever.
Okay, well,
you know?
I did write down, like some of the numbers of the laws.
Okay. I wrote down one.
Seemed, yeah, I wrote down
trade.
One, a couple.
I have my hand up.
Yeah,
oh,
you got your hand up.
Yeah, I just wondered... is there a website to go to get these? Do you have any?
Well, that's it.
www.kara.com.
And I also sent you a
HERACA.
I actually put it on the agenda.
Would you read on it?
Okay, well.
Sort of goofing up.
Okay, student organizers for Palestine, they're supporting a strike that's starting today on campus.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, thank you. At the base of campus, likely, I would think.
Yep.
Were you at that strike? Did anybody go to the strike yesterday?
I lived close enough that I could hear it when
you
I woke
hear
up.
Hear it. 6
a.m. You heard the strike.
And it's going well from my friends that went.
Is it one of these, we go for 3 days and goodbye kind of strikes? Or
the Ask Me strike has an end date already set because it includes healthcare workers. And that's a big enough blow for 2 days that they felt that was the best decision.
Gotcha.
Because the healthcare workers can't strike.
What are you saying?
Okay. Healthcare workers can't strike indefinitely, so there's an end to it after 3 days.
I think so. There's two strikes, at least two strikes happening at the UC right now. It's kind of confusing because there's a bunch of acronyms. Yesterday and today, there's a strike at the bottom of campus.
Absolutely.
And I think it ends after today,
yeah,
because it includes healthcare workers like that are working in the SF hospital are included in the strike, and therefore it's only going to be 2 days, but in order to do it together they need to agree
right.
on an end date. I think that's what happened. I'm not really sure. There's possibly another strike also happening at the same time, so
it's hard for me to understand these strikes that are obeying the rules that what kind of bullshit is this?
Yeah.
What are you, an anarchist?
Right.
Strike. So there is that happening at the base of campus. There's a Stop the Sweeps meeting in Berkeley, if anybody's going up there, tonight, 7 to 8:30 at Street Spirit Offices. The Tenants' Rights Conference we've already checked in on. We talked about that.
Wear your crash helmet. It's Berkeley.
Berkeley, where do we go? If you want updates, go to Andrea Henson's Where Do We Go Berkeley Facebook page, though I couldn't find much. Yeah.
Do we know if the Berkeley politically oriented encampments are still being exempted?
So they got threatened with a sweep. I don't know what happened.
They were posted, yeah.
They got posted.
Oh.
And then they took over 2 more parcels of land.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And moved, or
yeah.
took over those parcels, but stayed.
I can't tell that part.
The
way they posted it, I couldn't
it's
tell.
It's important if they're able to hold their...
Kind of
what
it is, so.
What
is on Instagram?
we all do it in mass.
They've posted on Instagram continuously that their threat and aim of the protest is that every time they get swept or threatened with a sweep, they will take more places.
Yes.
So I don't know if they kept all of them, but they have kept adding, and that is what they promised to do.
That's actually a viable threat. You know?
It's a great threat. Yeah, it's a really great threat. I wish we could threat that.
Well,
yeah.
Then, you know, the problem with
They're
that is it's like playing the game of Risk. You need a lot of people.
You need a
yeah,
ton of
right.
people.
So
yes,
yeah.
yes.
But
going up there just for one day, I was like, I felt so small. I was like, oh, I understand why you guys can do this.
Yeah.
You're Oakland. I do, especially not being from, like, I'm used to Los Angeles rules. I don't know anything about Oakland. So getting there, I was like, oh, I understand what's happening. Much context.
Mm-hmm.
Prozac, Boost Bar, Xanax 2, Haloperidol for you, Zoloft, Zyban, Trazodone, Antabuse, and Methadone. If neuroleptics make you shake, then Benztropine you must take. They profit from the drugs they sell, from the side effects as well. Thorazine, amphetamine, Luvox, carbamazepine, clozapine, and stelazine, protriptyline, lamotrigine, Valium, and Ativan, Viagra for the modern man. But now some ladies take it too, off-label is good for you. Abilify and Melaril, Clonopin and Afrinil, Naltrexone, Oxazepam, Rozaram, Triazolam, Celexa went generic O, so let's brand name it Lexapro. Tweak the formula a touch, sells for 30 times as much. Doxepin, Benificatin, Ambien, Cymbalta and Adderall, Cerzone and Propanolol. Bupropion does not sound fun, so market it as Wellbutrin. If its drug name makes you chafe, change its name so it sounds safe. Effexor and Vistaril, Lunesta and Tofranil, Librium and Ambutol, Zeldox, Phenobarbital. It takes a town to raise a kid, but barring that, there's Ritalin. Pills are good for kids, I know. The FDA, it told me so. Topamax and Trilofan, Depakote and Geodon, Methylene, Modafinil, Dexedrine and Dogmatil. Lobotomy has since evolved, nowadays there's Risperdal. Zyprexa shrinks a monkey's brain, you tell me now who's insane? Nardil, Paxil, Elavil, Prolixin, and Seroquel, Moban, Marplan, and Novane, Benadryl, and Loxetane. Lithium will soothe your mood if it doesn't poison you. If you think they're danger-free, buy the Brooklyn Bridge from me. Azepine, nortriptyline, procyclidine, flufenazine, eldapril and loxapine, flurazepam, disipramine, simetril, reboxetine, halcyon, trimipramine, la 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 la.
And that was another song from The Locked Ward, and it was called The Psych Med Song. Again, I suspect it was both composed and sung by Daniel Mackler. You can find some of his stuff on YouTube, actually. And now back to the Huff Meeting.
I wish we could threat that.
Well, yeah. You know, the problem with
They're
that is it's like playing the game of Risk. you need a lot of people.
You need a ton of people. Right? Yes. Yeah. Yes. But going up there just for one day, I was like, I felt so small. I was like, oh, I understand why you guys can do this. Yeah. You're Oakland. I do, especially not being from, like, I'm used to Los Angeles rules. I don't know anything about Oakland. So getting there, I was like, oh, I understand what's happening. Much context.
And the next item is your item, People's Aid Potluck.
Yes, I will talk then.
3 to 6 Friday.
Tomorrow, here, tomorrow, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be a potluck. I will show you the flyer on my phone because I didn't go to the library today. Sorry. Anyways.
Yeah, thank you for sending.
I sent it to you directly, right?
Yeah.
Did I send it to you directly? Wow. Nikki, do you want to see the flyer?
No.
Okay.
I'm just cozying up right here.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
So tomorrow, here's my plan. My plan is to feed people. That is the top priority. It being a meeting or getting any work done is all very secondary to the top priority, which is being in community and eating food.
Community fellowship.
Yeah, yeah. It's likely going to rain tomorrow, I think. So
definitely going
to
rain
mid-morning.
Oh, okay.
So the event starts at 3. It goes till 6. I'm hoping to not turn anyone away and just fill this room with bodies and food. I'm imagining that I'm just going to put all of the food towards one of the walls.
Yep.
And then, like, all of the seating just, like, everywhere. And probably a lot of people sitting on the floor and standing around.
Yeah.
One of the tables by the food table is going to have papers and notebooks and stuff that have, like, prompts, themes, questions, etc. One of the papers is going to be the sign-up sheet for People's Aid Distro over the weekend. Because we always do that. Either Thursday or Friday, we figure out who's feeding over the weekend. If you're interested in helping us cook or distribute food over the weekend, you can sign up on the sheet or talk to me. Another one of the sheets is going to be a, like, intro to People's Aid. What are we even doing? What are we trying to be? With lots of space for edits and questions and thoughts. I'm going to, like, make a sign that says this and several times through the event say, like, by all means, please write on these documents. I'm going to take them home at the end of the night and, like, compile the notes. But the hope is to inspire people to have conversations about stopping the sweeps, preparing for winter, and building community. Thomas's tips is the same idea as what People's Aid wants to do, which is, like, really formulating a map / like booklet that has like that is like a way better free guide that's like a map of resources. Top priorities are bathrooms, free food, Wi-Fi charging, water that you can get from a spout, good water spouts, etc. That's going to be one of the booklets this I made this morning. Aid Network and Thomas's tips.
All right.
Thank you. And as that begins to be more real, we'll make versions that are shareable, but for now, this is my organizing notebook thoughts. Anyways, I'm thinking also of having a paper that says, like, at 4:30 we can do a news share, which is similar to, like, street reports. So at 4:30 I'll, like, get everyone's attention and go through that, and it'll be like a sign-up sheet, so if you are there tomorrow and you have some sort of event to plug or news to share, then you can sign up, and I'll, like, we'll round robin that somehow. At 5:30, we have to clean up. So this, I'm gonna, like, by 5:30, we're already standing up and cleaning up, because we have to be completely clean and out at 6, because there's another event.
What are you guys talking about?
Tomorrow, there's a potluck, free food.
Where?
Here.
Seriously?
3 to 6. It is run by People's Aid.
Yeah.
It
3 to 6.
My goal is to get just a bunch of people from a different org and a bunch of my friends off the street and get us all in the same room and talk to each other.
Have you been advertising this for a little while?
Only a little bit.
Okay.
I really did not do as good of a job as I wanted to advertising.
Can you go online on your email and just send an email to everyone?
Thank you. next time we do a potluck, because I'm hoping this will be just simply a tester run for an event that the People's Aid can throw regularly. Next time I'm going to do a way better job of advertising, because I did a very piss poor job of advertising. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, I wanted to know more, a little bit more about the actual way that People's Aid is operating right now. You say that you all are sharing that delicious food that Backpack was bringing around here, and you share, but it's on the weekend?
Yeah, so right now, People's Aid does breakfast at the Poganip from 9 to 11, Saturday, Sunday, and then lunch at Highway 1 and River and Coral Street, that area, from 1 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. However, why am I doing it the same time as Food Not Bombs?
Yeah.
No, it's stupid. Yeah. The reason why is because People's Aid is right now almost entirely students. People's Aid doesn't want to be entirely students. They're like, we want a community org that has community members, but they're just a bunch of students. So, the students...
able to get away during the week more than... No?
The students are all busy as fuck during the week. Because they're busy being students. And all of their schedules are different because they're college students.
And it's holidays
and tests. So they can't get the capacity to do anything except... like bare minimum weekend, and right now we don't even have the capacity to consistently do weekends. But we have like all these aspirations, just like Huff.
You're saying you're serving four meals that you know are, and I think the breakfast is great because up at the Poganip, a lot of those people don't want to get all the way down to the Poganip. So those are two breakfasts. But if you have the capacity to also do lunches, maybe you could combine that capacity and find like one lunch during the week or something like that instead.
Our goal is to fill in.
Because Food Not Bombs, I'm getting good reports that they're, you know, people are
appreciating. So, real quick to respond to that.
Yeah.
The People's Aid currently is very aware that we're doubling up on Food Not Bombs and actually strategically have been grateful to double up with Food Not Bombs because we are new, we are unreliable, and we keep having to call off days because something goes wrong. So us just being a double up on the weekend right now is really successful because it lets us practice without being something that people rely on. But our hope is once we have enough capacity, like I'd say like 80% of us say this every single meeting, the second we get capacity, we want to fill in the dinner gap. That during the weekday, we want to do dinners. But so far, we just fail to have that capacity.
That's our goal. One time a week for sure.
Nice. One thing I'm gonna think about doing tomorrow is have a paper that's literally like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it'll be like signups for like I could work on dinner that day, and see like if tomorrow we like figure out that there is a day that works for a lot of people, because so far we haven't had meetings big enough to really like find a dinner day, but that's our goal. We want to fill in the dinner gap once we like get capacity, and hopefully tomorrow we'll realize that we do have capacity.
When you say dinner gap, does that mean there's no dinner happening right now?
No one does dinner.
Done. They don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So
just lunch, pretty much.
There's
only lunch.
St. Francis is doing lunch,
St. Francis, MHCan, Green Bears.
Elm Street doesn't do anything. Elm Street doesn't. Elm Street. They do something. I don't go there. I know some people that do occasionally. Elm Street may do something. I believe they still do.
Yes. It's Sundays. I think it's on Sundays after the service.
Yeah, it has to be after they hold you hostage.
Yeah, they torture you. You have to sing Amazing Grace.
Athena?
Great.
I think it'd be nice to have some sort of a sound cue, like up in Poganip.
Oh my god,
Because nobody knows.
That would be so fun.
They don't know what's going on.
What we've been doing is just sending a search and inform team. Me and Dora just walk around yelling. Okay. But a signal would be really fun. A cowbell would be so
that
fun.
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome. People love cowbells.
Oh, what about triangle?
I love cowbell.
That's great.
That's a really good idea.
Madeline is trying to reach you. Madeline.
I'm going to see her.
She was asking me about you, but I'd seen you.
Guys,
she says you don't pick up your phone.
Phone doesn't work.
Hey.
The two others, so one of the things that is the problem with People's Aid that is the same problem with Huff is that there's a million problems and we want to fix all of them.
Yes.
So I'm like heavily inviting all of you to come to the meeting tomorrow, because I think a lot of the things that we're doing, People's Aid wants to do, for example, like People's Aid has a sweep support team, which is the same team
right.
as what we're trying to build here. People's Aid
or
wants to do,
them, right.
like,
yes,
it's the same.
Who's doing that?
Sweep
People's
support?
Aid.
People's Aid's been doing it.
People's Aid?
Like, right now we have, like, an on-call group chat, so that if a sweep gets reported to one of us,
yeah.
then we can be like, can anybody show up?
Okay.
Athena, do you mean the meeting tomorrow is the potluck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be a loose meeting, but I think it'll be useful to just, like, get to know each other's faces across groups.
Sometimes loose stuff happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This worries.
Is it start at 3?
3.
3
Great.
To 6.
Can we ask Bryn Rose of people to stop by? Or
please.
Okay.
Should we bring food? Obviously,
yes.
It's a potluck.
Mm-hmm. If you have anything. Mm-hmm. There's no mandatory bringing anything. You can mm-hmm. just show up and eat.
Try it, was it?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Some people will give them a hard time.
And homeless deportations, because there's a lot of bad, immorally people that are in our country now.
There is a lot of bad and immoral people in our country that are
yeah,
legal.
Like, yeah, they're in the White House, right?
That have no conscience, no tradition, no,
that are legal.
We knew that a long time ago.
Your subject is what your hypothesis.
Did you get my text?
Yeah.
So you want me to
do yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I said, well,
Troy, when we talk about the flyer, let's put it on the agenda, because this is, he was talking about the potluck. I want to get that done. You want to do that next? We can do that next if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, those are healthier.
Those are not healthy.
Yeah, no.
I'll put that on.
All right, I'm making a note of it.
The question that's kind of related, because it has to do with People's Aid. Laura, is DSA a 501c3? Or connected to a 501c3?
DSA, sure, but I'm not really connected with them anymore.
No, I know,
What's
but I think...
What's DSA?
Democratic Citizens of America.
No, Downtown Speech Team.
Something is going on downtown. It's like pandemonium. There's all these fire trucks, and what's happening? They blocked off traffic.
Greg.
And just to get to the bottom of what your question was, it's about how do we create a tax deductible entry point for donations to People's Aid, but without over encumbering People's Aid with 501c3 status.
DSA is 501c3, then I'm going to bother Avi to see if he would.
You have to start a nonprofit.
Or People's Aid.
Noah has books.
Yeah, in order to get one started, you have to have one.
All kinds of things,
to come underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, to come in underneath. We used to do that with the UNA.
Yeah.
Like sponsored a new group. So, yeah, DSA. Don't have.
I'd rather get in with the hub, but like as short term.
Oh, the hub has a 501.
Yeah.
Be more reliable.
And yeah, but you're supposed to, once you have, you're under somebody else's like that,
right.
you're supposedly able to apply for your own. And you want to do
I
that?
Garbage.
No, you just want to stay underneath.
I just want to be able to collect donations that from people that want them to be tax deductible. Like,
you know what, donations, the tax code's been changed. You can't deduct anything for donations anymore. Not unless you're rich.
Yeah.
At the very high end. I mean, yeah, if you got somebody that's going to donate like thousands of dollars, then you need a 501c3.
That's why we don't want to be a 501c3. We want to have a 501c3 that would front for us if we got in contact with some rich person that liked us enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But don't worry. We can. If you get somebody like that, we'll get you a 501c3.
That's what I was thinking.
But don't. I wouldn't be worrying about it now because, in fact, if I donated $500 to you, it wouldn't do a damn bit on my taxes.
When did that happen?
Oh, under Trump.
You remember the medical stuff?
Do you remember Trump changed the tax code? Actually, it probably happened before him.
Obama. The hell is that?
It happened a long time ago. There's no way. They changed the tax code. They increased the deduction, the individual deduction slightly.
So is there anything more on this?
No.
Yeah. On Athena's item?
No, I'm finished with my item.
I came here for school so I could be an engineer. Shut down the system now. They want to use me as a tool, designing high-tech weapons gear. Shut down the system now. But I want to use my brains for pursuits that bring me pride. Shut down the system now. Making fighter planes for the Gaza genocide. Shut down the system now. We're gonna shut down the system now. We're gonna shut down the system now. Raise up your fist and show you can resist them.
Shut down the system now.
Try it again, shut it down.
Shut down the system now.
And shut it down.
Shut down the system.
Shut it down for Palestine. Raise up your fist and show you can resist
them. Shut down the system now.
So I considered a career with a politics degree.
Shut down the system now.
And my professors tried to steer me to the U.S. Embassy.
Shut down the system now.
Where the policy is made so Uncle Sam can be on top.
Shut down the system now.
Even if when we invade over a million bodies drop.
Shut down the system now.
We're gonna
shut down the system now. Shut down the system now.
Raise up your fist.
Raise up your fist.
You can resist them.
Shut down the system now.
So I gave it one more try and took a full course in PR.
Shut down the system now.
And I learned a reason why some people are the way they are.
Shut down the system now.
When Zionism feels a threat, keeping all the land it stole.
Shut down the system now.
Trains an army of cadets to be Hasbara online trolls.
Shut down the system now.
We're gonna
shut down the system now. Shut down the system now.
Raise up your fist and show you can resist
them. Shut down the system now.
As my disenchantment grew with my university. Shut down the system now. I realized it was true. I am much more than my degree.
Shut down the system now.
For I've learned to stand up for the oppressed in my own rights.
Shut down the system now.
Standing in the way of war in the campus square each night.
Shut down the system now.
We're gone.
Shut down the system now. Shut down the system now.
Raise up your fist and show you can resist
them. Shut down the system now.
Raise up your fist and show you can resist them.
Raise up your fist and show you can resist them. Shut down the system now. Shut down the system now.
Come on and shut it down.
Shut down the system now.
Shut down for Palestine.
Raise up your fists and show them resist. Shut down the system now.
Shut down the system.
Shut down the system. system now.
And that was Ben Grossup, Grosscup, sorry Ben, off of YouTube, Shut Down the System Now. It's one of a number of songs for Palestine.
Thank you, Thea.
Thank you.
So show up tomorrow if you want to help out.
3 to 6.
Yeah, and how come I'm not on this, your signal group already?
Message me on signal.
No, I mean, you say People's Aid has a signal group.
Yeah, I'll put you in it right now if you message me on signal.
All right.
If anybody wants to be in the People's Aid signal chat, currently that's our only way of organizing. I'm hoping to start building a regular location so that we can organize without phones, because I hate phone being a barrier to entry, and I hate organizing on my phone. But for now, it's in the signal chat.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about People's Aid. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it has nothing to do with anything right now, but nobody's brought up the start of rain for 4 days.
Yeah.
It's
going to rain for 4 days?
Meanwhile, it hasn't. There's like a drought like no other.
Canceled flights in San Francisco. Guerneville's been flooded with 7 inches of rain in 24 hours. And yeah, we're in it.
We're not going to get anything like that.
Well, I don't know, but it's supposed to start raining. I've watched the sky for the last 4 days, taken pictures, and it's a big event. It's in the sky. It's in the atmospheric
river.
No, what? And it's going to rain for 4 days.
And the city's not opening anything.
We're only going to get an inch.
I'm not ready for this.
Well, it may not rain here very much, because it says it will, and then the next day it says it won't. There is a drought.
I'm seeing drought.
It's horrible.
I'm sorry.
It's like one of the warmest fall seasons in a decade or more.
Okay, well, good. Nobody thinks it's going to rain, so good.
It's going to rain.
I know it's going to rain.
Yeah.
I just didn't want it.
Thank you guys for the heads up.
I was asking a question for the people out there that are homeless, not for entertainment hour.
So I told you, does it look like it's raining?
I didn't ask you. I was making a statement to bring it up, because there's people out there who don't have
umbrellas.
Any place to go.
I know.
And it wasn't for discussion. It was, is there going to be any discussion about that today?
So I will say, it's a good point. It is on the agenda, sort of.
Thank you.
And I can, it can, comes up, in fact, I think maybe once, Gloria, are you waiting for the restroom?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bring it up when you're back, because you've got access to the phone. Thanksgiving meal we already talked about. I'm probably going to show up early there a week from today with a table and some papers and some flyers and a recorder and a couple of signs. But and anybody wants to join me, you come at 11. You know, I mean, I guess you're planning to... You kind of arranged that earlier.
Oh, yeah. For people that weren't here earlier, we're going to meet... next Thursday at the Vets Hall at 11, eat food, hang out with each other, or don't hang out with us.
Are you going to save a table for the Hupsters?
We'll see what happens.
We should reserve a table for the Hupsters.
There's usually a line, so you have to get into the line. If you want that, you've got to come in early.
We should tell Keith to reserve a table for the Hupsters.
I have no idea if Keith's going to be handling it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Thanksgiving meal. And I'll be outside mostly, because I tend to do a lot of work in the line and walking around and so talking to people. I don't think the Huffman may be getting canceled on these days, because I'm doing other stuff and most people want the time off. But I mean, you know, this is good. Anyway, that's what's happening inside. It's with Athena outside. It's with me. I'll be going in and out, so forth.
Yeah.
That's next week.
Robert?
Yes.
Because I can't stay too long, but can somebody show Troy one of those flyers? Because I think
yes, Troy, have this one. I have a picture of it. Thank you, Nick.
The thing is all good.
Okay, so that's
come down. Yes,
all right. Is there anything else, Laura, you want to bring up, Gaia? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm going to continue with this if I can. All right. Saturday, November 16th.
What? Yes.
Okay. Day after tomorrow, actually it's not November 16th, it's next Saturday, there's another protest at Ocean and Water. Again, this is a genocide protest for those of us who are concerned about that. Similarly, next today, from 3:30 to 4:30 in Morrissey Boulevard, There's another one of those banner drops, although they may not show up in the rain. I don't know. Again, that's right after this meeting is over. Morrissey Boulevard overpass. Next Tuesday, this same group, U.S. out. Stop spending your money there. Spend your money in the U.S. Screw that shit in Gaza. That's Tuesdays 4 to 5 at Mission and Lauren at the base of campus with banners and signs. And there's a phone number. I'm reading through the middle part of the agenda now. Update on the Chevron's fueling genocide in Gaza. I didn't get to it. Did anybody get to the Chevron protest last Friday? Okay, I just wondered if anybody had. Did anybody get to any of these other protests that I mentioned on this flyer? The Tuesday and Thursday protests involving Palestine, Gaza. The reason I ask about this, I know not everyone is interested in Gaza, but I mean, insofar as the police are treating protesters crappy on this one, we might want to draw some lessons from what's going on there.
Yeah.
And how they're likely to treat us if we ever get our protests reestablished. Rain or showers are predicted Friday, tomorrow through the next Friday, according to that's the 10-day I read. Now it didn't say heavy rain. That's all I found, Nick. I don't say it's accurate. I just say that's what I noticed last night. Every single day had showers or rain. Some of the percentages were less than others.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's that. And that's to do with Vicky's point, which has to do with where the fuck is the shelter. And that's your point too, Laura, endlessly about the winter shelter.
Did anybody hear anything from people first?
Nobody heard anything.
Nothing from people first?
Okay, what I heard from Brent today when I talked to him 2 or 3 hours ago was nothing from Morrison and People's First. And the city has decided on criteria that are, one, if it is below 38 degrees, which it almost isn't ever, and two, even if it's raining for 10 days, there has to be a flood warning.
Oh my God.
Before there's going to be any of this sort of thing. I may have the wording wrong, but it's something about flooding rather than 2 or 3 days.
And that's predicted based upon one certain weather station around here.
Do not
know. That's what it was.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and so it's predicted. It's not... It's
not real.
So anyway, that's the reality of it, and you know this is rain coming up, and you're right, people are outside.
It's in Sonoma County. They've actually closed several schools in Sonoma County because of rain.
But we're talking right now about this county.
This county is
so
dry.
So is there anything we should do regarding this county
rain
and this
dances.
Upcoming rain?
Dances.
There are things that, you know, if people had it, if we had some sort of organizational structure in place, which we don't really have. Although there's some rudimentary organizing. I mean, there's People's Aid tomorrow could talk about it. You know, I mean, what to do. There are buildings that are vacant in this city that should be used for people to go into and could be used if people showed up. But that, of course, is conspiracy to advocate trespass, which is a felony,
yes,
I'd like to point out at this point, as a former accused felon myself. So, but not a convicted one.
There you go.
So anyway, I don't know what to say about this because it's real, but I'm more like, if somebody's proposing something and says they're going to show up, I might well show up too. But I don't know if I would say I'm going to show up myself and organize anything.
Right.
I haven't thought about it seriously, even though it just came up last night as I looked at the weather's 10-day thing, although it's been looming. It looms every year. It's just a reality. Has to be prepared for. You know, we all went to the mental health this and that. We did that. And great speech about that. And people spoke their own thoughts and their own minds to these folks. And of course, they didn't give a shit.
Exactly. You're wasting your breath.
Right. But
getting it on the record.
This is the beginning of a nascent organization. If it's carried, if you realize that's going to happen, and then you say what the next step is going to be. But that we have not taken the next step yet. And so I don't know what to say about this yet, but. The floor is open for discussion because this is a very real situation.
I'll be available after the middle of January. So yeah, you can't do it now.
That's okay.
Tied up.
It's okay.
Well,
if you want to turn the recorder off.
All right, so we're going into executive session here. Call to Brent Adams and see what he has to say. He ran the warming center last year, I think, for many years before that. but he is often hard to reach. It sounds like he's not picking up.
You can message him on Facebook.
Brent Adams of Warming Center and Footbridge Services Center. If you need the emergency homeless hotline, call 246-1234. Leave a message and we'll talk later. Be well.
Hey, Brent, this is Robert and Huff giving you a call to see if you can elucidate the history of the Warming Center situation, your suggestions for people finding relief from the next 10 days of rain, if that's what actually ends up happening. That's what some of the reports are saying is likely to happen. So 246-1037, is that the number? I think that's it.
Yep.
246-1037. Thanks, Brent. So that's where they got.
So there's no other... Brent lost funding. He's not doing it. There's no other group, because that's what...
People's First. Free Guide.
So how come... What,
they aren't doing anything else.
Why are people losing funding? Why did you lose the funding? I thought he was exhausted. He said he just couldn't do it anymore, what he was doing. When I had spoken with him a while ago.
Well, maybe
I could
he'll
not
get
even
to
pretend to explain Brent Adams to you. His decisions are elusive to me.
I'm going to run through the rest of this.
He does good work.
Yeah,
I'd like to run through the rest of this agenda quickly really so we can all go back into the rain or whatever we're doing.
Rain dances.
So... street reports we haven't done, which of course often the key, one of the key factors.
I'll do street reports because I'm living on Pacific, so I'm aware of what's going on. Nothing. I don't see any police on Pacific at all. If you guys want to camp, bring your tent right down to Pacific and sit it up because there are people laying out in the doorways with all tons of stuff and nobody ain't doing jack.
Yeah, they are. They're getting ticketed every single
time. Really? Yeah. I don't see it. There's a guy, I sent
they're
you a guy with all his stuff. He lives on a bench.
He lives outside. Here. You don't.
My window faces right outside.
I don't
outside.
Care.
He
you don't
outside.
Range all over the place, do you?
So in any case, so that's your report, Andre. Anything else?
I am telling you, I even sent her a picture. I said, this guy sits on the bench picking at his clothes and picking at his skin.
I understand. Wait a minute. Hold it. I understand. I understand from your position, you have seen this, and I appreciate
yes.
that's your
people
that's your
are camped
perception.
Everywhere.
Does anybody else have any other reports on this?
Or street reports about anything.
Yeah, for that matter.
They're free money to give away.
Greg, you say that there are tickets money, being given. Yeah, have you seen them give tickets recently in the last week, sir?
I have not seen with my own eyes, but I do know that my friends are still getting.
And you know that from secondhand reports.
I know that God exists.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, I do. They're credible, and
but I can't prove it.
They're you know like even in like the parking garage where people ran to after they scrammed aside.
Which parking garage?
The Walnut Street one, the one that has RVs parked on top, not the five-story one, just the shorter one. But they were letting them hang out there for a while, but then of course people got run out of one spot, and so that got too crowded. So then that gave them reason to send them away from there. People that are indoor ways, there's each person kind of has a different relationship with cops, and some people. The cops will leave alone, but basically they're...
Have you heard of any tickets from that garage area in the last week?
A couple. Most of them just, they leave when they get advance notice.
And you heard of a couple from somebody who said, I was in the garage,
yeah.
Sometime in the last week I got a ticket.
Yeah, and it's that 15-minute thing.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't really a contest. I don't disbelieve your story, Andre. I don't disbelieve yours, Greg. I mean, they can both be true,
well,
and they both are true. You know, that's not the
case. I'd say so. you could definitely try to stay under an alcove, but don't think it's like, it used to be pretty safe. As far you know, they'll wake you up at 8 in the morning, but now they're, you just never know.
Okay.
It's pretty arbitrary.
Any other reports from the street?
Here, look. You see this picture? Do you see this? This person has been here for over a year, right in front of the El Centro with all his stuff, sleeps on the bench every single night right in front of my window, and sits there all day long, picking all day long. He picks at his skin, picks at his clothes all day long, and eats. And eats. You never saw someone eat so much in your life. It's amazing he doesn't weigh 500 pounds.
We got that.
No one says a word.
Okay, enough, enough.
We got it. You don't like it. We don't give a shit.
It's disgusting.
That's beside the point.
He's a septic nightmare.
You know, there is a difference.
Yeah, bed bugs is a big difference.
You have your opinion. That's good.
Anyway, to each his own.
All right, so are there any other... Troy, any street reports from you?
They'll do the body pounding.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
The funny thing was the body pounding and poking at 40 yards from the green gate.
I think, it was mentioned in the paper. Any further information?
Did it say it was found on the beach, too.
I did hear about that.
I have another report from Cooper.
Not yet.
Plus, I've had my hand up for a long time. So
wait till Troy's finished, but please, I want to hear your report on Troy as soon as that's done. Anything else? Troy?
When was the beach body found?
Ew. That was a fish, a dead fish.
It's in the newsbreaker out in the
And some of the rest of the meeting, which went on for another half an hour or so, meetings usually last about 2 hours, starting from 1:30 and go to 3:30. There was a kind of a decision to be clearer about requiring people to stick to be on topic, try not to interrupt each other, maybe raise your hand when you're trying to, you want to say something rather than simply shout it out. And an issue that came up is if someone really has a point of view that is in really serious opposition to the rest of the other folks in the meeting, which has to do with really violating the basic principles that Huff has set up to enforce or aspire to, which is civil rights for homeless people, and they want to argue about it, the thing to do is to take a break and go off and talk to people outside the meeting, not to disrupt the meeting. And if there seemed to be a general consensus, with the exception of Andrea, that there would be group feeling that if the meeting is being disrupted, the group will urge this disruption to end and take whatever action it needs to do this of a peaceful, nonviolent, but possibly determined way. It's not clear where that would go. But the idea is not to threaten people that, you know, if you don't behave properly, you're going to suffer this consequence. It's more to recognize that the purpose of the meeting is to come up with some actions that we're going to do one way or another, even if it's limited to organizing for the next day for another meeting, which is what Athena was doing, even if it's just sharing news and information, as we were all at different points in the meeting trying to do. So that's the point of what we're doing, not to argue philosophical points so much, not to... engage in therapy for each other, particularly. Now, that can happen, I suppose, to an extent, but that really, for me, that has to happen sort of on the periphery of the meeting or outside the meeting. The main purpose of the meeting has to do with civil rights for homeless people and the lack of civil rights that people have. But now it's time for a little music. Can jog to that.
Here goes. I'll tell you a story. I'll be quick as I can. The terrible
from the Holy Land. Pictures of children etched in my brain, covered in rubble and wails of pain. Jews and Arabs live one and the same. 4,000 years till the Zionists came. They came like a river, came like a flood. Al-Nakba was written on the wall in blood. In Palestine, in Palestine. Try that with me, in Palestine. In Palestine, in Palestine. There's talk about the settlers from far away. Talk about the money from the USA. The blast of bombs, thousands dead. Killer drone hovering overhead. What do you do when they destroy your home and say your land is not your own? Do you dare to resist? Do you stand up with a gun in your fist? In Palestine, in Palestine. They talk about peace like it's a moral obligation, but there can't be peace under occupation. They talk about talks, talks, talks to the beat of the drum. 70 years now, no justice done. Let's talk about who we endorse. Smug politicians who ride an iron horse. No wonder why it seems to be such an undemocratic version of democracy. In Palestine, in Palestine, one more time, in Palestine. As I can. There's terrible news from the Holy Land.
And that was Ben Grosskopf singing one of Jim Page's songs. Don't know what the name of it was. Maybe Terrible News from the Holy Land? Not sure. But in any case, here's a couple of interviews from the town clock, which doesn't give us a lot of terrible news, but it was after a meal, which is usually good news. Okay, well, today is the... Hi. You too. Today is the 23rd, I think, and we are talking with...
Dylan Van Buren.
We're at the town clock, and it's about 2:30. Dylan, you have said you're too young for...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm too young for any of the housing projects here, right? Or I'm too old for any of the college housing projects here. And I've been banned from St. Francis Church, even...
Why?
Though, well, because I was...
Smoking a cigarette?
Yeah.
Bad boy!
Right, yeah, rolling a cigarette right there at the...
rolling a cigarette.
Right there in the gate line. your guys' churches don't offer funding for someone like me, or any housing situation. I fit into what's called as the Shadow Hunter category. So your guys' churches aren't online. I have to sit here and walk around this little ego trip with all of you and follow through.
Question for you. Do you ever use Elm Street? Not that I recommend
it. I do. But
how is it?
Well, I mean, everyone knows that I'm a regular there. I pretty much grew up over there by Perks. But
how's the food?
You know what? I haven't been over there for dinner because I work over here, get odd jobs over here, because with a backpack and gear, right? Because I can't really get a job. You know what I mean? It's like I've always got something in someone's face everywhere
else. How do you deal with
that? I used to work over at Surf City as a bouncer.
Yeah.
But once I got a load of the gear, because I didn't have anywhere to stash it, it was kind of one of those things where I got to go too. You know what I mean?
What do you do with the gear when you try to work?
I stash it. All I've got in this bag is it's three sleeping bags.
It's a pretty big bag.
And a tent. You know what I mean? And then that one I've got spare
change. How long have you had it?
6 months.
And so you were able to keep it on your you for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good with my gear. I don't have no problems. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone knows that I'm the one raising the supernatural field around the city because it's my city. I mean, I'm the one crown prince.
I hadn't heard until you told me the last time.
Well, I mean, I'm the one that started all that funny shit around like a month ago.
Does she know about this?
I've talked to her.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, I don't this spirit that makes her feel funny. I don't really. It is what it is. I mean, I'm the one that married the goddess, so.
Remind me of your name at the moment.
Dylan Van Buren.
Dylan. I'm Robert Dylan. So, do you have anything you want to comment on, and have anything you've heard here? Nothing? Okay, no, that's a problem. Dylan,
see, anytime I put my holy water down, you see the phoenix's feathers and everything else come out. You know, I'm one of Raziel's kids. You know, it's an archangel type. So, but this is technically my domain. I got to raise my city just like Camelot.
Any tips for people sleeping outside?
Dude, you know what? This winter is actually going to be kind of rough like it was like 10 years ago. So it works, you know, with the floods and everything, when you pay attention to everything, these mountains are going to get kind of swamped out if they're clogged up. All these old trails up to the Harvey West and shit like that.
Alrighty. Well, I will take my leave of you, Dylan, and wish you well.
You too.
Thank you. And you too. Drew, go ahead, Drew.
Well, I was glad to see people alive and breathing after last night's storm.
It was rainy.
It was unbelievable, yeah. Yeah, where I was, there was a lot of wind. And I don't know what to think. It seems like there are people that have managed to recamp. Maybe the city has just fallen back on their surge. A lot of people were looking for, you know, camping gear and seemed pretty settled in, you know, one place to the other. No Poconos back in action, whether or not you want to make that public. But
I would assume it to be true.
Yeah, but it was, you know, people showed up and were in pretty good spirits and seems like they weren't as isolated. There were people in groups and asking for supplies to be used in groups, like, you know, tarps. And that was encouraging. And I see we got Christmas wreaths now on the clock.
Say that again?
We have Christmas wreaths.
Oh, Christmas wreaths.
Now,
not funeral wreaths.
No, on the clock. And people are asking about Christmas. And we had a big meeting on Thursday where we kind of went over Christmas. And
were you involved at all in the Thanksgiving Vets Hall thing?
Not Food Not Bombs, but Joe from India Joe's, who cooks for us and is on our staff, our board, he's going to be very much involved in that.
Uh-huh.
But we're hoping to have Christmas, and it's just, yeah, one, like, you know, that's that time of year where we most dread what's going to happen if we don't have the sanctuary to get out of the rain.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. I guess they aren't doing the 2 days rain anymore. It's got to be flood conditions, right?
I'm sorry? 2 days rain?
It used to be, I had thought, that if it was either 38 degrees or lower or 2 days rain predicted, they would open the emergency shelter.
Oh,
that was a couple years ago. Yeah, warming centers.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking more in terms of a place where we can have a meal. On Christmas.
Just stay away from the parking garages.
Exactly, the parking garages.
Now you're putting away the lean-to that you use to set up and cover the meal space, right?
Yeah.
And I see you still have a few volunteers. Have volunteers fallen off, become more plentiful? What's the story?
We right now have such a bounty of volunteers. They're coming from all over the place. You know, there's a fraternities and sororities up at UCSC.
Really?
Yeah, I know. When I was back in my day, community service wasn't too much.
They used to come up to beat up people who are.
Well,
I don't know if that's true.
But anyway, yeah, we get a lot of people showing up from fraternities and sororities, various people that have people that have various majors are coming as course requirements.
Any influx of tenants who are looking for more food because of rental or money problems that you've noticed in Lyme?
Not that I can say I've noticed, but that would be a good thing to screen for. Yeah.
And how's Keith doing of the difficult back situation?
He's doing okay. He had some back problems within the last week and a half. But it seems like the tools that he's found that he tried last time that didn't work are now seem to work. They remedy. So maybe it's a question.
A chemical or a exercise remedy?
I think he's doing acupuncture. He's doing chiropractic. And when he just needs something to handle the breakthrough pain, there's always pain medication,
heroin, fentanyl.
But, yeah, but of course, no,
none of that stuff.
No. But he uses that very, very diplomatically and sets his goal to not have to use it at all. And but knows when what's the smart thing to do at the right
time and when to have a little more.
Yeah.
I see there aren't many people here. Is maybe the rainy conditions or that reason?
Well, as far as diners go today, the people, our guests of honor, we fed a lot of people today. We have plenty of people.
Just not at this moment.
Well, no. We got not at this moment. We usually start, running out of the food by about 3 o'clock. We have special containers.
It's 2:40 now.
Yeah. We have special containers, but we're not totally out either. It's just that, people have eaten and gone. But we have special takeaway containers, for people. We'll still be doing that until 3 o'clock. But, I know we fed just well over 150 people today, had to.
Standard meal for the last couple months would be how many customers or patrons or guests?
The last few months?
Yeah.
It's standard between 150 and 200.
So it's about average for today?
Yeah, but it's a lot of people being able to find their way to food.
Yeah. I have no more questions. Do you have any other answers?
Yeah. Come to me when you have a question, for heaven's sake.
Will do. We've been talking with
Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
The genocide case against the Biden administration. And there's this movement in the streets. And that's where I've been focusing a lot on bringing my music, is the movement in the streets. This is a song that was written about 10 years ago during what was called Operation Cast Lead. This is, at the time, it was the worst massacre of Palestinians in Gaza ever. Things have gotten much worse since then, but 2014, my friend David Rovix wrote this song. It's called Gaza. Surrounded on all sides, refugees since 48, since 67 occupied. The only reason they're not starving is because of the UN. Most have never left there, stuck in the lion's den, the most crowded place on earth, and there they'll stay. They can't visit cousins half an hour's drive away. Drones overhead constantly. Who will die tomorrow? A daily mystery. In Gaza, the settlers moved out, the fighter jets moved in Gaza. There's just no way that you can win. You can't take out a copter with an antiquated gun. You're just a target sitting in the sun, waiting for your death to come raining from the sky, watching as the wells steadily run dry. You can hear a sonic boom and see a flashing light every hour of the day, every hour of the night in Gaza. There are no shelters, nowhere you can hide. Life is nothing like it is on the other side. There's nowhere to escape from the killing and the stress. The pilots bomb the hospitals where people convalesce. Yet still some people wonder. They insist on asking why anyone could give such a ghastly reply. They wonder how anyone could respond to it all by killing people just over the wall around Gaza. Freedom for Gaza, freedom for Gaza, fight for freedom for Gaza. Freedom for Gaza, fight for freedom for Gaza. Freedom for Gaza, fight for freedom for Gaza. Freedom for Gaza.
And that's it for the 2024 updates, brief as they are, in this particular edition of the Bathrop Spears Broadsides. However, we now flash back to May 6th to give you a... And you're first going to hear from the May 6th, 2001 flashback. Well, lots of kind of historical background about what was going on at the city council, what was going on around that time. Street interviews with Stan and Chris. Stan is a guy who was held for 7 open container tickets, and you can hear about his wending his way through the courts. Chris was an attorney who was homeless, and she was also, I think, a resident at Camp Paradise. Talks about poverty law, or actually mostly about her own experiences. Deputy Yanez gets a pan from Stephen S. Walton and a letter from jail, and from another testimony from Lonnie Burton, who talks about bad times with the deputy, as well as an account, I think a second-hand account by David Silva. These are at least some of them, I know the names are particularly Silva. And you have activist beggar backer Becky Johnson talking about how she, as an example of a an impoverished mom, was getting cut off food stamps because her son Alex, for principled reasons, refused to be fingerprinted. And we get a call from Jim Costner, who smashed the Columbus statue, which was set up in San Jose's City Hall, honoring one of the more famous mass murderers in American, or I should say European, history. And some other folks from jail also speak out. Steve and Dave from Jim's jail cells. You then also have Michael Tomasi, an irascible vet who often struck me as a kind of a pathetic clown, but also who lived in his van and who himself was struggling to survive. And that, to some extent, he had different allegiances than I have. He was a big man for saluting the flag and respecting the city council, as well as denouncing it on occasion. You get to hear him in a call-in. He listened to the show occasionally. And then there's Fred Geiger, who is a confidant of the city council elite, that he would sit in on their inner meetings, and I was giving him a grilling about why did he not push these folks more instead of apologizing for them. And there's more. Plus, of course, the second flashback, which I shall describe in greater detail after you have made your way through the first one, if you do. Right now you'll be listening to the May 6th, 2001 flashback, and then you can follow it up with the May 10th, 2001 flashback, and I'll be describing that when you get to the end of the 2001 May 6th flashback. So, enjoy.